así.
4K. Fantasy. It's a war. It's a war.
Welcome to
Gamers Gassy. I'm your host, Steve, and with me as always is Joe, the South Korea to my North Korea.
I was going to call you my Kim Jong-il to my Kim Il-sung.
You should say, I'm your Kim Jong-il to your Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, there you go.
April Fools! I've taken over the cast. Now, we're going to be talking about all meat diets.
All meat. Oh, God. Your colon is screaming.
Actually, it's really not.
Your colon-san. Colon-san, you scream so loud!
All of that is actually greatly exaggerated.
I'm pretty much on an all-meat diet myself, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure you still eat things like potatoes and bread and that kind of crap. That's not an all-meat diet.
Delicious bread.
An all-meat diet is actually just meat.
It's meat bread.
So it's bread made of meat?
Do you remember that? People don't remember this. It was a really obscure reference. An old Ren and Stimpy comic where Ren is like has adopted this prison guy, like a prison inmate. And the prison inmate is like, what would you like on your sandwich? Meat!
Yeah.
What kind of bread would you like? Meat!
And he drinks the meat shake.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
I bring that up every once in a while. People
meat!
What do you want to... My wife would be making the
also
sandwich.
Also cheese. Yeah. Cheese is good and some nuts. But mostly the grilled cheese is something I'm really looking forward to making. Or the all cheese grilled cheese. It's a grilled... You take two pieces of cheese and you fry the shit out of them in a pan so that they're like super crispy. Then... You put cheese in the center, and you make a grilled cheese sandwich out of it.
I don't know. My anus is going...
See,
it's making a Zoidberg.
The only thing that's wrecking that for you is the fact that you don't eat just the meat and the fat.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
I do like my complex carbohydrates.
It's unbelievable, I can tell you that.
Like, all right. Well, let's get off of my screaming colon for a second.
I thought I was taking over the cast. We're talking about meat diets.
We're talking about meat diets. Let's go into some Kickstarter stuff real quick. Last podcast, we're talking about like Kickstarter has to stop. There's too many goddamn Kickstarters out there. And sure enough, like 2 days after we went up with our whole thing about Kickstarters,
Thon.
This was like, we're going to quit.
Well, actually, it wasn't like that. From what I looked at the kick track, it looked like everyone was canceling their pledges.
And why was that? Do you have any idea?
I think it's because of it was a lack of focus, I guess, or something. I'm not 100% sure. I wasn't following it. But because the RPG, like people who wanted the RPG were like butthurt about the miniatures part. And the people who wanted the miniatures were butthurt about the RPG part. And I think it was due to a lack of adequate presentation by the guy running the Kickstarter.
People
suddenly thought that they were going to get ripped off. Like the deal wasn't what they signed on for. But because I think he failed to explain like, no, you get it all. You have it all.
People were like, wait, hold on. I get the minis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't get the RPG. No. You get the RPG and the minis. Wait, I get the RPG, so I don't get the minis? Yeah. No. Shut up for a second.
So he's going to relaunch, and I'm sure it'll be done properly.
Okay. And also, the Assault Group, which I don't know if you're familiar with them at all. Tag. They're mostly a historical mini...
Why would I be familiar with
them? I know you wouldn't, as I'm saying. their stuff's really good. It's kind of a nice, bigger 28 mil. It's like a nice alternative to...
I want to play 72 millimeter historicals.
I've seen that done. I want to play 148 millimeters.
Oh. I want to play half scale.
I want to play with Barbie dolls.
No, I want to play half scale.
Oh, General Custer, you'll never beat me.
I got to push my tank.
They did one for the Tudors, the Henry the Fourth, Fifth.
That show on Netflix?
Yeah, the show on Netflix, yes.
Nice.
With Natalie Dormer, who's nice.
Are there like seduction roles and like that kind of thing?
No, it's a standard, you know, English Tudor army. And they're barely making their funding. Torn Armor, which is the one that me and you were really excited about. They just got fully funded, but they kind of made it on the skin of their teeth.
Oh, they're tracking to do pretty
well. They're done now, right?
No, there's still a couple more days.
Like one or two days or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just barely made it in the last, like, especially in the early days, I should say early days, like 3 months ago, when you put up a Kickstarter, it would make it in like the first 4 hours.
No, I mean, there's tons and tons of different ones going on, and like Mutant Chronicles is so big. That's the only thing.
Oh my god!
Once you've hit, that's the other issue with having all the Kickstarters is that the ones that get funded first, they pull interest and money away from the other ones.
Yeah,
you're like, I unfortunately am not able to afford doing anything for Torn Armor. I kind of got blown out. So, I mean,
you got blown out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really have $150 to blow on a Kickstarter.
Yeah, that always sucks.
I mean, I've got the other thing too is like, I put $100 down on Loka, the fancy chess thing, and I canceled it. I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Fantasy chess.
No, not even because it's fantasy chess. It's like, I have so much shit.
I know.
I have so much, so I need to just not get any more miniatures.
Put together
games.
That new Tomb Kings army.
Who's got Tomb Kings?
No
did,
one.
Did we suddenly just do a bunch of crystal meth? Like, is like, I gotta get these Tomb Kings, bro.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like you gotta watch these Kickstarters. It's the bubble. It's not like it's a bubble. Not like it's gonna be any worse. But the amount, like, I just saw like there was like 5 or 6 new Kickstarters that just popped up, like in the last 4 days.
Yeah, there's just too many.
It's too many people. I can't handle it.
I mean, the Mutant Chronicles one is looking amazing. It's looking better and better.
Yeah, it is.
The more time goes on, the figures look great. There's more coming. I'd really like to do the Torn Armor, but don't have the money for it. I'd really like to do the Mutant Chronicles, probably still won't have the money for it. So I'm just. But then again, I have so much fucking this is the thing. Like, you know, your miniatures. Well, maybe less now, but you remember that. You remember the sickness, the miniatures sickness.
Well, what's that?
Where you just fucking buy?
Oh,
and
I'm
buy.
Still like that.
Yeah, are you?
Okay. I was the other day.
I figured you were a little more in control now.
I am. I'm very focused on what I get. Like, I know you're gonna laugh at me, but the only thing that I go out and like seek, like I collect Empire stuff. Warhammer Fantasy Empire stuff.
You're weird on the whole collecting thing.
Yeah,
like that's no.
Yeah, you're
I would never do that.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, this Empire Bright Wizard from 5th edition. I don't have him. Yeah. I need him.
I know you do have the collect thing, which I think is just fucking weird. But you know, I mean, I have two complete Dark Age armies. I've got a gigantic, much less now, but still a very big War Machine army. I've got the Kings of War, the spaceships for Firestorm Armadas.
Well, I mean,
I have so much shit. I need to get it done. Like, I hit that point where I need to stop getting anything new. I need to just put what I have together, paint it, call it a day, and then do the slow roll of buying one thing, painting it, adding it to a force.
You always think you're going to do that. I mean, like, here's some of the stuff that's out right now. You got Dwarven Forge's game tiles. Those are pretty cool.
Yep.
It's standard, like, I don't know. It's like Herstarts almost. I think it's pre-painted though, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Or there's like a level of pre-painted.
Yeah.
There's like, you can get by one below where you don't, or it's not painted, and one higher where it is.
Yeah. They have, what else you got here? Pathfinder 2nd edition, Shadowlands, the Pathfinder campaigns, 2nd edition, D&D stuff. Wait, what? Oh, Shadowlands is a Pathfinder campaign inspired by 2nd edition D&D. Right. Oh, that's different. I was like, what?
You really bungled that one.
I did. The Mercs guys have their
I saw that. Their fantasy
their
board
fantasy
game.
One. Yeah.
It looks cool.
It looks decent.
It's a myth, I call it, or
yeah.
Mythic. I think it's myth. I'm not sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, Mercs is a decent game. It's small. It's got a Mercs has a loyal following.
And you can't beat the lack of commitment you need to make for Mercs.
But I think that's part of Mercs' problem, and I don't know if this is a bigger thing. Like, I was thinking about it, like, the level.
I'm just throwing this out there. I think it's a huge bonus for the game, because if you play any miniatures game and you're even remotely interested in Mercs, you can buy a force and it will fit in whatever army box you have.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you play 40K? Make room for 6 figures. You've got a Mercs force.
Well,
in your 40K
I completely
thing.
Agree with that. My whole thing is like the Mercs game in and of itself. I think that the fact that many people are like, oh yeah, Mercs is pretty cool. Let's play a game. Okay, we played a game. All right, that was fun. Let's go play something else. I don't see like.
Well, it's a really small level skirmish game.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is that I don't think people are really getting into it. Like hardcore, like dressing up like Mercs, people going to
the only people
conventions yelling Mercs.
The only people,
because that's what you have to do.
There's only three
game,
miniatures
right?
games where people are super into them.
Yeah.
There's Warhammer.
Yeah.
There's War Machine.
Yeah.
And there's fucking Malifaux.
Which I still don't understand. I think that's...
They're Tim Burton fans. They must all just really love Tim Burton.
What's this?
What's this? There's minis everywhere. What's this? There's colors in my hair. I tried to dry, brush my figures here and there, and now they're all laughing at me. Oh, my figures suck! What's this?
I have to paint a teddy bear. What's this?
Yeah, exactly. I want my teddy bear to battle the samurai. Well, I've got my zombie cowboy. Yeah, we'll all battle together.
Nah.
Fuck that game. That game sucks.
I mean, we can sit here and talk about Kickstarter the entire time.
We can also talk about how much Malvo sucks the entire time.
But I think it's just getting away from the...
Malvo sucking?
The rhino in the room, so to speak.
Malvo sucking?
Games Workshop's recent spate
of... Oh, the only thing worse than Malvo. Games Workshop.
You know, and I just want to point this out there to people. It's like, I have no problem with Warhammer or Warhammer 40K. I don't like Games Workshop and what they do. Just so people know that there's a difference. Like, when me and Steve fight, it's usually about Warhammer and Warhammer 40,000. I like the game. Steve doesn't like the game. The company Games Workshop, me and Steve are both in complete agreement about the company and what it does. Like, it's a pretty shitty company. However, I personally believe that the people who are in charge of Games Workshop right now are all, you know, fat cat business suit wearers, you know,
Their Games Workshop would like you to do five words. Bend over and take it.
Well, no. Games Workshop wants you to is spend money, leave store. Yeah. That's what it is. First of all, their new... The first thing that came out was that they're suspending online sales in Canada. Canada's no longer allowed...
And they banned bit sales.
And bit sales. Well, I was going to get into that in a second. So first of all, it's Canada and Europe, certain European countries are now not allowed to sell their Games Workshop product.
Which has
online.
Been the case in the States for
a while. Yeah, it's been like that since 2000.
Well, I'm sure they're cracking down elsewhere because of Australia.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure no one in Australia
For some odd reason, Australia pissed Games Workshop off somehow. I have no idea why.
Probably by having so many deadly, deadly creatures.
The wallaby. The kangaroo.
If we have any Australian listeners, koala. Which I highly doubt, if we have any Australian listeners, I want to know, how did you survive?
Wait, do it now. Now flip the microphone upside down so they can understand you.
No, I'm not doing that. They can put it into Google Translate.
They can turn the radio upside down.
No, they can just put it
into
Google Translate.
Oh, okay.
And is it true that your toilet's really flush in the other direction?
Crikey, Steve!
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Why do you sound like Muldoon from
Clever Girl? Because I am Muldoon.
Yes, I can see you tracking velociraptors. No, so they banned online sales, which for US, it's like we're like people were like, I'm outraged, and I'm like, you know, they haven't been allowed to sell stuff in the United States since 2003, right? And people are like, I'm so outraged. Okay, that's fine. Then they put a clamp down on bit sales, but only if you're the primary buyer from Games Workshop.
Right, there's workarounds for absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's workarounds for doing online sales in the States, where they just do, you have to call them and do your orders. Mm-hmm. They don't list the shit online. But, it's still, like I said, most of the things Games Workshop does is just taking a literal shit on their PR.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like, if you actually sat down and examined the business decisions that they're making are actually not bad business-wise. However,
they're not relevant business-wise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the problem is they go out there and they do this, and they, like, it's like they do it in the worst possible ways that people, like, freak the fuck out. And it just causes a giant PR disaster.
I think the CEOs and head honchos of Games Workshop just want to see how much shit they can dump on their customer base's chest. And then the thing that's the best is because Games Workshop customers are such zombies and drones for the company, they're going to be all mad and like, oh, Games Workshop, blah, 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 blah. But they're still going to go and buy their fucking Space Marines, and they're going to buy their fucking Empire Swordsmen, and they're going to be like, oh, well, I mean... I'm going to pay $50 for it because I'm an idiot. That's what they're going to do.
I enjoy my Empire Swordsman.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Sir.
I was doing you.
Okay, so they're clamping down on bits, which is kind of weird to begin with. However, the rumor is that Games Workshop is starting up bits again, so that's probably something to do with it.
Well, I mean, they created a vacuum, and then they created a market. And then they want back into that market. Well, just like when they first opened their retail stores and closed down a bunch of local game stores. Yeah,
exactly. But so that's, you're going to end up with maybe getting bits again.
But this isn't even the big news.
That's not even the big news. Steve, he has the smoke on his highlighter for a second.
The big news, ladies and gentlemen, and actually I should say the big news, lady and gentlemen.
those ladies are very, very...
No, lady.
They're handsome. Lady. That's a handsome woman.
Lady and gentleman.
Okay.
Actually, I use the term gentleman loosely. I should just... Yes. Whatever.
People. Lady and neckbeards.
No, here we go. Yes, yes. Huh? Lady and neckbeards.
Okay.
Games Workshop has decided to cease and desist all in-store play at every location.
In the UK, in the right?
In the United Kingdom.
In the United
Stop
Kingdom.
Stop interrupting me. In the United
sorry.
Kingdom.
I'm sorry there, George Takei.
But if you think about this move, the UK is first. Then they'll move on to the United States. Then even Canada. But they might even choose to go to Australia. However, no one in Australia will care.
No one.
Because they don't go into Games
they
Workshop
They all
play stores.
Just nothing but Malfoy.
Malafox.
Malafox.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, in the UK, they're stopping in-store gaming. The reason is that they want people to go in, buy their shit, and get out. Now, you're a Games Workshop, ex-Games Workshop employee. Ex-Games Workshop red shirt. I'm an ex-Games Workshop red shirt.
We wore white shirts.
But I wore a red shirt at one point as well myself.
Oh, okay.
The people that hang around in the stores in open game never buy shit. And I'm just going to put that out there. They might buy a paint here or there or a blister, but they don't buy shit.
Right. But, I mean, that's the whole point. You've already gotten their sales.
You've already gotten their sales.
So they're,
and they're just sitting. They're just hanging around.
They're supposed to be advertisement for your store.
That's what they're supposed to be. I agree. They're supposed to be, like, playing the games, being all cool and everything like that. However, if you saw most of the people that hung out in Games Workshop stores, they're not very good advertisement to get new people.
Well, that's because
the
they didn't have a painting policy.
Oh, I'm talking about the people themselves.
Oh, but yeah, but they're miniatures people. Anyone interested in miniatures, if they don't look like that, they will eventually.
It's like this little kid goes in there. He's like, I'm going to be like this guy. And then it's like the wolf man, you know, where it's just like,
no, the little kid walks in there and he's like, wow, these space marines are neat. And like, there's a 45-year-old dude with a beard down to his balls going, yeah, space marines are boss, kid. And he's like, oh, okay. And the kid gets his mommy to buy him one box of space marines. And then as soon as the kid walks out, he's just a 45-year-old man with a beard down to his balls.
It's like the old Lon Chaney Wolfman, where it's like a superimposed image over each image.
Oh, nice.
And it's like him, and he's gradually just growing a bigger and bigger neck beard.
So he's just a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old with a giant beard.
Yeah, giant neck beard. And he's just like, it's like,
more news, cool car.
He's like, I hate the fact that there's a price increase every June, but I'm still going to buy Space Marines.
See, that's the difference, and that's why I will be free. I will freely bitch about Games Workshop as much as I want, because I put my fucking money where my mouth is, and I don't buy Games Workshop products.
You don't. It's like EA. With Games Workshop, it's like EA. I don't know. Do you listen to Play On?
Yeah.
The podcast?
Well, see, this thing.
I made that comparison.
I boycotted BioWare.
Yeah, you
not
yeah.
EA.
But, you know, that's me, though. It's like EA's got really shitty practices. I'm still going to buy their games. I'm not going to lie.
EA makes so many games. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch. Like, you can, if you want, you could boycott EA, but you're not going to play a whole bunch of games. I guess for me, there's really not that many games that EA even makes that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like, the most recent one
but
was
it's like,
Dead
it's,
Space 3.
But
beyond
it's like,
that.
That's what I'm saying for Games Workshop. It's just like, yeah, I could boycott GW. There's lots of other games I can play, but it's just, you know, that's what the community out here plays.
I actually, you're spoiled for choice with miniatures games.
Yeah.
Because there's tons of quality miniatures games. Even if they're not big, there's a bunch that are really good.
It's a community thing, though, for me. It's like, oh, I can go.
But I hate the community, so I don't need to
worry
about
that.
Which
is part of the reason they're banning people from the stores, because you hate the community. See how it's all cyclical? Yes, on the outside, it looks like a terrible policy, but when you actually dig down deep into it.
I can't play in the store anymore. My Eldar army is going to have to be taken elsewhere. To the basement.
Basement.
More like to mom's attic. Not much for a play space, but it'll do. I'm building a shed in my backyard. It'll be just for gaming.
It's just a couple sticks. He's got them duct taped together.
Like, that looks like a beauty of a foundation.
Then he takes it to the Game Plus auction and sells it for $3,000.
I would like this for my backyard.
The fucking worst.
I don't really know much else to say about that. It's that, yes, they're terrible PR disaster. I mean, the fucking wording on the gaming one was the worst.
It was the best. They're like, this is a great move for us.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That was the wording.
Yeah. Let's see if I could find it real quick. I had it bookmarked, but I haven't I lost all my bookmarks.
Oh, while you're doing that, you should take a look in that brown bag over there. Just look in the brown bag, Joe.
I don't want to look in the brown bag. I'm looking for this right now.
Look in the brown bag, Joe.
I'm looking for the... I can't find it.
Joe, right. Look in the brown bag.
What brown bag? Where?
That brown bag. Yes. With Magneto on top of it. Just look in it. Just look.
Ooh, it's your encounter set.
Yes. Fun. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition.
I won Dungeons & Dragons, and it was advanced.
It was advanced. Yes. The 2nd Edition official Dungeon Master decks. They're not what I expected at all, but they're actually really fucking awesome. They're like these crazy-ass index cards. Check it out. Bam. Right here.
Ooh.
This is the quick, like...
I can't pronounce that word.
The Ruala Kundai. It's got, you know, danger high, climate any. So, like, I basically just reach in this and go, like, bam, encounter. Because AD&D, this is one of the things that, like, I loved about AD&D 2nd Edition, is the encounters aren't balanced for your party.
Yes.
They're just not. Like, that's, well, I mean, you can make them balanced for the party, but it's a lot more fun if you're doing true random encounters to have, like, you go, like, here's what happens, and you can read, like, here's the background.
It's a really nice looking set, and I think for a guy like you who loves to be the DM, that's like the perfect thing.
Yeah,
to
this
have.
Thing's fucking gold,
especially because it's AD&D 2nd. Here, wait, here's the actual quote from Games Workshop. The most important of these changes will be bringing it to our close our open gaming. This is great news, as it inevitably means that your local gaming store will be hosting fantastic new activities and events designed to give you a whole host of new hobby challenges.
It's just so awesome. They're just like, this is great news for us. Fuck you.
No, it's just
so
like,
good.
It's like, I don't know, like, when I think...
You know the dude typing that had the fucking biggest boner of all time, and he's just like, yes!
When I hear that, I just, like, all I'm seeing in my head is some guys, like, ringing a doorbell, wearing, a white shirt and tie, going, hello, would you like to hear me read from the Book of Warhammer 40,000?
The Book of Workshop.
The Book of Workshop. Bing bong! You know, it's just like... It's like, what, have Kool-Aid, have you drunk?
Fucking Jim Jones.
Yeah, exactly. And now, once again, to point it out there, this is Games Workshop making these decisions. I still like Warhammer and Warhammer 40,000.
I just don't like everything.
And speaking of which, just carrying on this bandwagon just a little bit longer, Tau got released. Nothing special.
The fucking Crisis suit with the tiny little head.
What, the big one? The Riptide?
His head is so small.
But that's the size of the head on the other Crisis suits, though.
I know, but the Crisis suit's gigantic.
Well,
it's
why,
like,
would you want a bigger head, though? It doesn't make any sense to have a three-upped head.
It's so fucking awesome. It's like three times the size of a fucking battle suit, and he's got this tiny little pea head.
But that's going to fit over his head.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Why would you give him a bigger
head?
It's
Gundam-sized. That's like doing a fucking Gundam in the anime Gundam,
yes,
that has a human-sized head on the body.
Well, why do you need a bigger head, though? That's what I don't understand. I'm like, it doesn't make, if that's the helmet that's going on top of his head.
That doesn't, okay, if that's a helmet on top of his head,
yes,
that's even dumber, because that means that his little tiny body is taking,
yeah,
up this tiny little thing. No.
But that's
that
part of the whole thing where I don't understand.
One of the worst models I've ever seen.
I think it looks badass.
You shave that head off, that is the only way to do it.
No, I think it actually looks really cool.
Well, that's because you have a tiny head yourself, and you don't want to feel embarrassed. You're self-conscious about it.
I have a gigantic head.
I know your head's gigantic.
It's massive.
Oh, man.
I have
no,
the exact
that
opposite problem.
That fucking model is so stupid.
It's awesome. I think it's actually a really sweet-looking model, too. I got a chance to look at it up close.
If you want sweet anime battle suits, just buy Infinity ones and call them Crisis suits.
Yeah. And no. Just Infinities. You want to talk about small heads? Infinity has
no,
tiny
Infinity
heads.
Has normal scale. Like, Infinity,
I know,
has,
but they have tiny heads.
Yeah, because realistic proportions, your head isn't,
no,
that gigantic.
I haven't seen one that looks like
your
my
head. Your head is as big as your chest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Games Workshop guys' heads are, as big as their fucking chests, so all games must have heads as big as their chests, and they're also as tall as they are wide. That Games Workshop proportions. They're like a really bad artist in DeviantArt that's super fucking popular.
I don't know what you're talking. You're talking like about models that haven't existed for 10 years.
No, they're still around, bro.
They don't.
Space Marines?
They're still around, bro. No,
Marines?
Space Marines. The problem with Space Marines is that the true scale is kind of screwed it up
Cadian
a little bit.
Cadian Guardsmen?
Oh, well, you pick on Cadian Guardsmen, really.
Hi, I'll fucking...
Those are like
the
some
Tau
of the
Crisis suits?
No, what are you...
What are you talking about?
They're chunky as shit. They're awful.
No, I think that the new Taos stuff looks actually really cool. The models look nice.
I said it in the last cast, but you like the new demon models, so your opinion doesn't matter.
People like the new demon models.
People have terrible taste.
Yes. Sure. Anyway, getting back to with things with legitimate reasons instead of, this just looks stupid. Yeah, the new releases are fine, but what's weird is...
You know, aesthetic interpretation is open to personal...
Aesthetic interpretation is open if you could tell why it's aesthetically non-pleasing.
Because its head is super tiny. But it's stupid looking.
It's... But the head, I think, it's, if it's going... It's
I immediately looked at that figure, and I'm like, oh, this looks kind of okay. I mean, it just looks like a big giant crisis suit. That's because
it is.
This kind of just looks like a big giant crisis suit. There's nothing really special here. And then I saw the tiny little head, and I was just like... That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Well, what about
like,
the...
Why the hell would they do
what
that?
About the Dread Knight or whatever for the Grey Knights, where it's just got a little dude strapped to the front?
The fucking papoose?
The papoose.
The papoose. That model? Also really fucking stupid. The best thing that came out of that model is there's a Photoshop of that model in the center, and then that model has arms and legs. So it's and then that model is a head. So it's five component parts of a body all made up of the Dread Knight, and they all have giant swords.
By our powers combined.
Right, it's a Voltron Dread Knight. Stupidest thing ever. And then there's the giant Photoshop Dread Knight that's really huge that has another Dread Knight in its papoose that has the Space Marine in the papoose.
Now that's cool.
That's fucking funny.
But what's weird is that all of their stores web that have the Facebook pages, because they got rid of the standard Games Workshop web Facebook page. Now it's only stores have the Facebook page. They actually put out a preview of the High Elves for next month, like a whole month earlier, which I think is weird.
Eh,
I wonder if this is like a new policy change.
Who cares? High Elves.
Well, like, let's say it was Space Marines.
But people would care about that.
Yeah. Like,
but nobody gives a shit about High Elves.
Supposedly Plastic Thunderhawks, Steve.
To maybe Brian Hodge. Brian Hodge might be like, oh man, High Elves. Now is the time to get back into Workshop.
Ooh, local references are local funny.
I like local references. It makes me feel
like
special.
Local references. I wonder if this is a new policy change. And Plastic Thunderhawk, I got this month's White Dwarf, and it was like,
who fucking cares?
Big Plastic Thunder. People play Space Marines. But
you're never going to use a fucking Thunderhawk.
People will find a way to use a Thunderhawk.
People will buy it.
People will buy
people
it
will
regardless.
Buy it. A bunch of people will not assemble it. It will sit in the... That's the other thing, too. There is a fuck ton of people who buy a lot of Games Workshop models, and they never fucking put... They never touch them. They never put them together.
Well, it's not that they never... It's not that I don't...
Josh Ritter.
It's not that I don't put them together. It's that I had them in a box next to my work desk, and as I'm putting together one thing, I look over, and I just go...
Do you slide the box a little away from you with your foot? And you're like,
a little bit.
Just a little bit at a time.
Get a little sad when I look at it.
Eventually you can get it out of your line of sight.
No, actually I've been really good because I actually built myself a portable work desk so I could work in different parts of the house on minis. I know how sad that sounds.
The only way this would not sound sad is if you had it if it was strapped to you so you could get up and walk around
with big suspenders attached to it.
Giant suspenders. You'd be working on models while you're walking around.
Yeah, that would be sweet. So I could put together some models while I'm watching the Doctor Who tonight.
Ugh.
Game of Thrones tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Let's talk a little bit about Game of Thrones.
Dun 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 dun
Thrones, it's a show with swords and shields and guys wearing armor.
So good.
We're
excited for Game of Thrones.
If you can't tell, it's one of the best shows on TV. Like the only fantasy show that's ever been on TV that's actually done the fantasy world a lick of good with.
There hasn't been a ton of fantasy shows. I mean,
Hercules
is awesome. But
the legendary
awesome.
Journeys.
It's awesome in its own way.
I hate Hercules.
That's because you're wearing a Doctor Who shirt. We know where your tastes are lie on the end of the spectrum. Terrible. Doctor Who's fucking shit. I swear to fuck, if I see any more goddamn Doctor Who fucking mashup t-shirts, I am going to track down whoever made up Doctor Who. If they're dead, sure, whatever. If they're still alive, I'm gonna fucking kill them.
I'm pretty sure they're dead.
Then I'm gonna piss on their grave.
Okay. There is a lot of Doctor Who mashup
shirts. I might
shirts.
Deuce on it. I might just like literally go and I might look at a security guard, lock eyes with him, as I'm dropping Drown. Just like, sup, bro? How's it going? Just got to relieve myself here. Taking a little poop.
What about the Legend of the Seeker? Did you like that show?
I didn't see it. I heard it was based on Wizard's First Rule, the book series.
Yes, the Terry Goodkind books.
Yeah. No, I'm so fucking sick of Doctor Who mashups. It's like, God, stop.
But you don't. Your problem is that it's the same problem that I've had with you forever. Is that you are like, I like Eccleston. That's it. I'm not even watching Tennant.
No, you understand. I never watched Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I heard Eccleston was on it. And I was like, oh, that guy's sweet. That guy's awesome. I like him a lot of the stuff he's been in. So I watched the show because I liked Eccleston because I thought he's funny. And then I stopped watching because I had no interest. I had no actual interest in Doctor Who.
Once again, and this is, I always go back, and people who are fans of this podcast have heard this numerous times. When Battlestar Galactica, when that happened.
Oh, man, you trolled me so hard with that.
I know, and I will still do it to this day because you were like, hey, Joe. I guess what I'm watching. Battlestar Galactica.
No. You trolled me so hard with it because I loved it so much, and then I hit the third season, and I was like, no. At the last episode, I was like, Joe!
When you originally were completely against that show.
Yeah, totally.
And then all of a sudden, you got it.
My go-to quote was, Battlestar Galactica happened on Edward James Olmos's face.
and then you got into it, and you're like, hey, Joe, I really like Battlestar Galactica, and I'm like, blah! Flipping the table.
I know.
Angry at you for because of that.
And then when I got to the third season, I was like, it was an elaborate ruse.
Joe!
Worst ending ever.
It was, well, just the ending of that show in general.
So
was bad.
That, so fucking bad.
I still stand by the mutiny episodes in the last season. That was like the high point
that
of that
was
season.
Cool. Yeah, when like they all were rebelled. Like I said, like the last half of the third season, that show just went way off the fucking rails.
Yeah, I was so
like, oh yeah, Starbucks also like an angel zombie. Cool. Awesome. No, way to ruin something good.
Why are they playing all along the Watchtower? You had no end game.
Yeah. Yeah, they clearly were just starting to go like, Jimi Hendrix song?
Ronald D. Moore!
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, but if you actually sat down and watched Doctor Who, there's 8 seasons of it. There's only 10 episodes per season. You would probably really enjoy
Doctor
it.
Doctor Who fans have already destroyed that
They've
possibility.
Destroyed it for you.
They've destroyed that possibility.
You know, and we talked about this on with the Star Wars, like how fans will just meme something to death and it just kills it for anybody trying to get into it.
Right.
You have to,
like Darth Vader.
You have to wait 10 years after show gets canceled to like really truly appreciate
like
it again.
Like Firefly is almost as bad.
You know what?
The mashup shirts. Like that's the thing I'm having. Like I like a lot of these like super cheap t-shirt places that do
like T-Fury
and
T-Fury,
stuff like, the Yee-T.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them too. There's like there's Teenage Mutant Ninja t-shirt, a bunch of fucking them. They're all they do lots of cool cheap shirts that are limited edition. And like the amount of shirts that I find,
this is one of them.
This is a shirt.
Yeah. That's a good one.
This is awesome.
Oh, that's Castle Greyjoy. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I didn't see that.
And it's got a little thing. The iron price.
You pay the iron price for that t-shirt.
Masters of Westeros, baby.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even see that. That's pretty sweet.
And instead of Mattel, it's Martell. So these shirts come by every so often, and they're awesome. But like, literally, if there's 7 shirts in a week, 6 of them will be fucking Doctor Who. And I'm not even exaggerating.
I don't know what to tell you there.
And then Firefly, too. Firefly's real. Like, yeah. I mean, Firefly's okay. And it's not as pervasive as Doctor Who is.
Firefly has been off the air for more years than there were numbers of episodes this point.
But
so.
People still love it. I mean, the show's good.
It was a great show. Yeah. I'm not arguing that. Just let it go, people.
I think the fan base is a little too.
But that's the thing is like
they're a little too hopeful. I'd like to see them. I like to see their hopes and dreams shattered.
Oh, me too. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm. And Arrested Development's coming back.
Yeah. I love that show.
Yes, so good. There's a lot of exciting things in the world right now that aren't involving
gaming. So you want to talk about the Oya coming out too? We have to put in your credit card information. We can talk about that too.
Injustice is coming out soon.
Oh yeah, Injustice. Yeah, anyway, getting back to gaming.
Fuck that.
Fuck you.
There's nothing fun to talk about.
No, actually, there's not a lot of stuff that's come out lately. Relic came out for Fantasy Flight. That's the big.
That sold out instantaneously. I was going to get a copy. It's gone.
Yeah. One person I know ended up getting a copy. I'm sure if I went down to the local brick and mortar store, I could probably find a copy of Relic.
Yeah, but you got to pay $50.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay $50.
Or maybe more than $50. Maybe $60. I don't know. The game looks super fun.
No, that's based off the Talisman system, right?
Right. It's Talisman, but here it's a little better, more vamped up.
So, could you explain what the Talisman system is?
It's basically a role playing game light. You know, you get a character who's got a class, special abilities, you do a dungeon crawl.
Yeah.
And then there's different, like, the base talisman is more like a high adventure because there's, like, the plains, there's, like, caves and shit. And then there's different expansions which make it more of, like, you know, take it in a direction, or the dungeon, where it is a dungeon crawl. The dragon, where you fight a big-ass dragon. And Relic's the same way, but it's you're traveling across galaxies.
Across space and time, like Doctor Who.
No time, just space. So you're, and like I think the characters are like Commissar, Sister of Battle.
You get an assassin.
And that's the thing too, I mean, I hate Games Workshop, but I'll buy a Fantasy Flight Games Workshop game. Well,
it's like, you gotta, it's like, that's a, it's the IP is not bad, but the, yeah, the game, it's like the big, it's a big to-do. People are freaking out about Relic. It's number one on Board Game Geek right now.
Yep, it's a smash.
And,
the only other game, the only other Fantasy Flight titles, like, Fantasy Flight has three titles that are killing it right now. Relic, the X-Wing game, and Android Netrunner.
Yeah. Android Netrunner's still big.
It's still huge. It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger.
Oh my god, it's getting bigger.
It is. It is. Like, the amount of data packs being sold is just going up each time.
The amount of data packs.
Well, yeah, data packs are the expansions. So there's the base game, the core set, and then when they release an expansion, it's a little box called the data pack. Oh. And like the amount of people buying data packs goes up each time.
So anyway, what I originally wanted to get to why I brought up Game of Thrones coming out tomorrow night, or tonight, because if you get this on Sunday, it'll be tonight.
Nobody's gonna listen to this on Sunday. They're gonna be eating eggs or something.
Eating eggs and ham.
Or they're gonna be not religious, which ham. Is fine too.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're religious or not religious, you still enjoy eating chocolate bunnies.
And everybody likes eating eggs.
Everybody likes, yes.
Well, I mean, at least they should.
Yeah. Especially hard boil.
Eggs are good for you.
Give you the nice egg farts.
I see, I don't get those anymore.
Ah, I love the egg farts.
I ate 8 hard boiled eggs yesterday.
Oh god.
Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing. It's like nothing. You know what I had this morning for breakfast? I had a fucking ribeye steak and 6 eggs.
I had some pork belly.
And you know what? That's something too. When I went vegan, I was fucking farting constantly. And they were the worst smelling farts I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah. It's
but
vegan.
Constant farting. And then I switched back to vegetarian. And I reintegrated like eggs and stuff. Still, ridiculous farts. Unreal stinking. Like, I mean, it was awesome for me because I like farting on people. So... just ridiculous. It was so good. And now that I switched to the all meat diet, nothing. No fart. No farts. It's really pissing me off. Talk to me about farting.
Anyway, for the people who are into Game of Thrones, I'm putting together an article on the games you should be playing if you like Game of Thrones. Now, Fantasy Flight has the Game of Thrones license right now. They have 3 games out. They have Battles of Westeros, which I've talked about on this podcast. The Game of Thrones actual board game, second edition, which many people on the internet like to call Ameritrash.
Ameritrash. That's funny.
Ameritrash. Instead of Eurogames, they have Eurogames and Ameritrash.
Well, see, the funny thing is about that is the Eurogames suck. Eurogames are fucking terrible.
Steve likes Amerigames. You know why Steve likes Ameritrash games?
Because they're competitive.
Because there's guns.
No,
because
they're competitive.
And there's also the Game of Thrones living card game.
And then there's the Game of Thrones HBO card game as well.
Yes, the living card game and the HBO card game. The HBO card game is just a 2-player straight out of we've talked about that.
It's a 2-player version of the living card game that's got all HBO visual stills as the artwork. And the decks are crafted to be...
competitive.
Totally playable right out of the box with each other.
The living card game is there's like 8,000 packs for it.
Yeah, there's a fuck ton. However, it is like Android where you buy 3 base sets, you'll have 3 of every card.
Yeah.
And then you buy 1 of each pack and you'll have 3 of every card.
You'll have everything that you need.
You'll have everything you need.
It's a really cool looking game and I'd like to get into it, but at the same time I'm just like, I don't have fucking time for this. Nobody got time for that.
It's very fun. The 1v1 aspect of it is still pretty decent, but I actually think the game is best played multiplayer.
Oh, yeah?
It's got a little bit of king making in it, but it's
as well it
fun.
Should.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's kind of like, well.
Yeah.
The politics you get into on the game table and they're pretty fun.
Yeah, I actually like the Game of Thrones board game a lot. I think that's an actual really fun game. But the problem is that it's a little bit too much like Risk for a lot of people. Because you'd be surprised the amount of people who fucking hate Risk. They hate the game Risk. I love Risk.
Well, Risk is also super luck. Like, Risk is really luck dependent.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of early American board games. Like, what a normal person would consider a classic.
A meta trash.
Like, Monopoly.
Stop touching the mic stand.
No, I want to keep touching it.
I can hear it every time you touch it.
I want to move my hand up and down on it.
Yeah.
So like Monopoly, Risk,
yeah,
all those games.
Scrabble.
I don't think Scrabble falls into this.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Sorry works. Oh, definitely Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Yeah, but
like all of them are, they're very, very luck dependent.
Yeah,
there's no real strategy. Like Risk has a few, or like Axis and Allies is actually a good one. Good one too. That, and that Axis and Allies is popular. The original, the last Axis and Allies edition I played was so broken. If you played as Russia, you just lost.
Because, do like Russia?
Well, because no, because Germany had one opening move that they make every game because it is the best move possible for them, which cripples Russia immediately, and like Russia's out, and then Germany's super hard to beat from there. And then like it, the game's super fucking random. It's like, it's like, oh, I'm rolling like 20 dice. It's like 40k.
Some people like that.
Yeah, some people like that. Some
I don't
like rolling buckets of dice.
I just like X and L. Any rule book where any game where the rule book is bigger than like, I don't know, a fucking RPG source book, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Too much.
I actually just picked up Tikal. I think I told you.
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Were telling me.
Yeah, that game looks really, really fun. I still haven't had a chance to play it yet, though.
Have you played Kemet?
I've not played Kemet.
Okay. Well, anyway, sticking around with board games, might as well. Will Wheaton announced his lineup for season 2 of Tabletop.
Look at me, I'm Will Wheaton. I have the power to manipulate the game sales for the fucking year.
So if you are looking to buy any of these games in the near future, I would buy them soon or else they're going to be all sold out because Will Wheaton putting on Tabletop. He's doing Smash Up, shuffle building game of total awesomeness. I don't think I've heard this one. Star Trek Catan for Steve.
That is a Target exclusive and I will not buy it.
Okay. Shadows over Camelot, which is decent.
That's a Days of Wonder game. Fuck that.
Shadows over Camelot's not a bad game, though.
Fuck Days of Wonder.
Okay. Lords of Waterdeep.
That's actually a pretty good game.
I
believe that would be classified as a Ameritrash.
I have yet to play Lords of Waterdeep, so I would like to give that a try. And the game that we talked about in the last a couple podcasts ago, The Resistance.
La Resistance.
Mummy the Curse.
I have no idea about that.
And, Oh, this is just something different. It's just a thing for Relic. But yeah, so those are the games he's going to be covering in the next one. So I, whatever. And the only one I haven't heard of is that Smash Up.
Smash Up's really good.
Have you played it?
Yep.
What is it?
I played all of those games except for the ones I said that sucked. I mean, I have played them, but I don't play them. I've only played them once. Smash Up? Smash Up? Wait, what are we talking about?
What's Smash Up?
Smash Up is a... All right, so it's kind of like a deck building game.
Yes.
But it's more about making giant ass piles of cards and shuffling them together. It's really fucking random. It's super random and like it's a shuffling game.
I can't handle too many cards. Like too many cards coming at me, it's like ah, all over my face.
I don't know, it's pretty good.
Not in the eyes.
It's fun. It's made by AEG. I played it twice. It's a good game.
How'd you have like Shadows over Camelot?
Because it's fucking Days of Wonder. I don't play Days of Wonder games. They're all garbage. Fucking Ticket to Ride, Small World.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Choo-choo, bitch.
How do you not like Small World?
Small World
is fun.
Days of Wonder is the company, but yeah. Small World, Memoir 44, Shadows over Camelot, Ticket to Ride, all those games. Fuck them.
We don't wear enough suspenders to play Memoir 44.
Fuck them. I did get the DC Comics deck building game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I picked that up.
I wanted to pick that up. I haven't yet to pick that up. I'm gonna
pick that up. That game, like I said, the game's fun, but it's totally
random. If you go to C2E2 this year, you might see a group wearing their the Planet Arbitrary t-shirts playing the DC deck building
games. Make fun of them?
Yes, make fun of them.
Yes.
Just be like the what would be a good thing to yell
all
at us?
All you need to do is walk over, and if you see him, just be like, "Your knife podcasts suck."
And then just kick over our pile of cards.
Yeah, if you could knock over the pile of cards, that would be ideal.
That's not fun, sir. You, sir, what's wrong with the internet?
Actually, if you really want to take it to the next level, you need to take one card from the game and run away with it because the game's unplayable without that card. There you go.
One card.
Make sure it's not a kick. Take anything but a kick.
Anything but a kick. Yes.
Well, especially if you took like Bizarro or Lobo, that would really ruin the game.
It wouldn't ruin the game.
Yeah, it would.
Actually, since there's not a lot of tabletop gaming news, you know what I saw in the theater the other day? G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh yeah, was it good?
It was surprisingly good.
It looked awesome.
It's here's the thing. It's two separate movies. You know, it's one is like this really like shitty G.I. Joe movie where The Rock is playing Roadblock and they pull an executive decision halfway through the movie, and I'm not gonna say too much other than that. So if you know the movie Executive Decision, you can be aware that something like that is going to happen. And then the other half is this bizarre kung fu movie with Snake Eyes and Jinx and Storm Shadow and the RZA coming in playing the Blind Master. And I'm like, what is RZA doing in this movie?
That sounds awesome.
I know. It was awesome.
And Bruce Willis is in there.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is in there playing Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Who's always, Bruce Willis is always playing Bruce Willis.
I know. It's like,
he is Bruce Willis. He's always Bruce Willis.
My problem
the only movie he's not Bruce Willis is, I think, The Sixth Sense. I think it's the only movie where he's not Bruce Willis because he doesn't shoot anybody in that movie. He
should.
Well,
shoot
probably.
That stupid-ass kid.
Haley Joel Osment. Dude, that kid got weird-looking.
Yeah, well, all kids get weird-looking. All kid actors get weird-looking.
I don't know.
But anyway, they had
grumble, grumble, grumble. The Hermione Granger, she didn't get weird-looking.
That's true. Whatever. It's everything is really cool. They do a lot of stuff.
Hey, baby, you want to show me how to make a polyjuice potion?
All of the cool thing is like all the tanks and the hovercrafts and the jets all look like stuff straight out of G.I. Joe, the cartoon.
That's
that you
sweet.
Remember. Like Cobra Commander comes in, he's got the big silver mask on, and I was like, yes!
the Dominator!
He talks with a really deep voice, though.
Mm.
So he doesn't have the Frank Welker, like,
that's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, a little bit.
Retreat! Yeah,
it's the fucking best. The 80s villain cartoon voice, so good.
It's all Frank Welker.
Oh, yeah.
But the weird thing is, there was so many things that were little things that they could have added that would have made it so much more. Like, where the fuck is Shipwreck? I want my Shipwreck in my goddamn G.A. Joe movie.
In the Navy.
I want the salty ass guy wearing the navy blues
with the parrot
on his shoulder
and the little
sailor cap cocked to the side
and fucking all buff with the anchor tattoo on his chest.
Yeah, you know, I want him in the fucking movie, just like, you know, being like, well, if you're gonna bag her, sheath your dagger.
You know, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Like, maybe for G.I. Joe 3.
I will play that part. Just, you know, I will do it for free. You just fly me out there to film the scenes. I'll be in that damn movie for free. As Shipwreck.
Fucking Shipwreck. I love that you're... I actually really want to see it now because so far your one complaint about the film is there's no Shipwreck. So I'm like, all right, I'm in.
And the other thing is that they could have at least fit in there once, and knowing is half the battle. And they didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
Which,
The Rock would have been great to deliver that
exactly,
line.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. The Rock is the perfect person to say, and knowing
considering
is half
he's Schwarzenegger Part 2.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure at this point we can confidently say that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is Arnold Schwarzenegger Part 2.
And he's a much better Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, like, I love Arnold, but Arnold in half the movies that Arnold in doesn't make any sense of who he is.
No, he's so good. Arnold's so good.
I like how we're just like...
I actually saw the Snitch with the Rock.
Yeah?
Where he's like serious. Where it's serious.
Where his kid's like in jail.
Yeah, his kid is facing like 20 years because of the mandatory minimum sentencing laws, and he like goes undercover to like bust a drug dealer. Actually... really fucking sweet. It was kind of like Drive, actually.
See, and I, you know, as I said in this podcast, I didn't like Drive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't say like kind of like Drive is kind of a bad idea, but like the movie's a slow burn.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a slow burn. Like it's really serious. There's a little bit of gunplay, and then like the end of the movie is this insane fucking car chase. It was awesome.
Is there an axe fight?
There's no axe fight.
Then I don't care. By the way, let's get back to tabletop gaming for a second. Let's talk.
That's stupid.
I know.
You need to name this cast the one where we don't talk about games.
Because, you know, there's stuff to talk about, but at the same time, it's just like, it's all just like, hey, this company put out a new figure.
Right. It's like there's Kickstarters. There's no real big new ones.
No.
All the ones are still going. We've already talked about them. Everyone still knows that Adepticon is coming up.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure we'll have news after Adepticon.
Right.
Like, trust me, I'll find out more about the new Free Blades expansion when that comes out.
The expression on your face was brilliant there. I'm sure everyone listening is really impressed.
Except for that guy who's, like, really into Free Blades. He's just like, fuck you guys.
Nobody's ever heard of Free Blades.
It's in the stores. I've seen it.
It looks fine.
It does. It looks fine.
Like I said, I mean, I play Dark Age, so
yeah,
I don't have a lot of ground to stand on saying like, aha, you play a game nobody plays. You have even less. You have Clan War.
Hey, I play Warhammer. Well, play. I paint and put stuff together.
Well, still,
and then look at it.
I have War Machine, but I also have Dark Age. Yes. You may have Warhammer, but you have Clan War.
I do have Clan War. I got a shit ton of Clan War. And Confrontation.
And Confrontation. Although, I was at Games Plus the other weekend to spend some more auction dollars. Still dudes playing Confrontation there.
I tell you, dude. I don't know what. It's been like 2 years since they announced the Phoenix Edition. Where is it? Well, anyway, I wanted to bring up the fact that I discovered a new podcast, a new gaming podcast.
Oh?
It's all about Dreadball.
That's stupid. I support Dreadball, but that's stupid.
there's a whole podcast dedicated to Dreadball. Like, I don't know how people could do it. I can't stand talking about one topic for more than 30 seconds on this podcast.
There's one I listen to called the Agenda 7 podcast, where this motherfucker on there sounds exactly like Jeff Goldblum. Like, it's not even funny. Like,
and you put a stand, you spam it, and you sell it, and
no,
you sell it.
You don't understand how ridiculous it is, because I'm listening to the podcast, and I'm like,
Steve,
like,
you come to rescue me?
I'm like, all right, this is cool. And I'm like, this guy sounds really familiar. And I just hear him talking, I'm like, this motherfucker, this is Jeff Goldblum. Like, I am actually listening to Jeff Goldblum talk about Netrunner.
What if Jeff Goldblum is just in the Netrunner?
He might be. The man might be Jeff Goldblum under a pseudonym. It might actually just be Jeff Goldblum. He sounds that much like him. But see, this one, I think, works being just about one thing, because it's monthly.
Yeah.
It's once a month. So once a month, I can definitely handle a dose of a single game. But like, if you do a weekly or a bi-weekly cast about one thing, that's fucking brutal, man. That's like, you're just like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about Necrons. Stop talking about them.
Welcome to the Necron podcast. I'm Necron Joe, and with me as always is
Necron Steve.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's kind of, it's weird. It's like, there's just nothing. 2 weeks and nothing leading, and then we got another 2 weeks before Adepticon.
It's all quiet on the Western Front.
And then after Adepticon, we have C2E2. But at the same night, what kind of sucks about C2E2 this year is it's the same weekend as Little Wars, the historical gaming convention that's in Chicago.
Who does that suck for?
It sucks for me and you. Why? Because we're gonna podcast live from Little Wars.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're gonna play some 54mm Alamo games with me.
No.
We're gonna play some Wings of War.
No.
we're gonna play Washington Crossing the Delaware.
No. I don't know.
We're gonna play some games from the Seven Years War.
No.
Let's see. Actually, you know what's number one
right
now?
Do you have
now?
Anything else you'd like to me to say no to?
You know what's number one right now on Board Game Geek for hotness?
What's that?
Torn Armor. Is number one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there you
awesome.
Go.
Good for her.
Good for her. And then, yeah, it's a lot of other stuff that's it's nothing. Nothing. Fucking nothing. I got nothing to talk about, Steve.
It's just Torn Armor. Everyone, if you haven't put it...
What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about Skyfall? I just saw Skyfall.
Really? You
haven't
seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
That movie was awesome.
That was a Batman movie.
Yeah, dude, that's by far the best James Bond movie I've ever seen.
That's because it's not a James Bond movie. It's a Batman movie.
It's fucking awesome.
It's Batman.
It's new James Bond.
Okay, here's the thing. M, totally Commissioner Gordon. You know,
right.
Of course, Bond is Batman.
Right.
You know, and then it's like all about him going back to his house, which is Wayne Manor, and meeting the old caretaker played by Albert Finney in the movie.
So
it's totally.
So you also are one of those people who prescribed the Walking Dead TV show as just Toy Story.
That's stupid. No, fuck that shit.
Now, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw
it.
He
made a good point.
He made a good point, but it was just fucking parallels. It's just like you could find parallels in anything. No, this was actually a Batman movie. I believe firmly, and this is, I don't know,
But who was I mean, I guess the villain was pretty fucked up.
The villain was Bane.
He was so awesome. He wasn't Bane.
Yeah, he was totally Bane.
No.
Yeah.
He's Two-Face.
He could be Bane or Two-Face. Two-Face either way. I mean, actually, Two-Face would probably work better because he would be the,
And did you see his fucking face? Jesus Christ.
Pulled out the teeth.
It was
weird.
It was so good. I loved that movie. It was excellent.
I mean, but it's totally a Batman movie where he's seeking revenge on Commissioner Gordon.
I mean, I straight up think that Daniel Craig is the best Bond that's ever been. Like, I mean, I know everyone's like, oh, fuck it, Sean Connery. Yes, Sean Connery had Goldfinger. Great Bond movie. Like, don't get me wrong. That is a great Bond movie.
Goldfinger.
Right. It's got a great theme. Awesome villain. Odd job. You know, and Sean Connery is a good Bond, but Daniel Craig is the Bond that I want. Like, he's a bruiser. You know, he's still pretty suave, but he's a bruiser. Like, he gets into actual, like, knockdown, drag-out fist fights in those movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not as invincible as Sean Connery's Bond was, or any of the other Bonds. Like, even the Brosnan Bond. Like, they're all so invincible.
I'm a bigger fan of Timothy Dalton. If I'm going to pick a Bond, I'm going to pick Timothy Dalton.
You would.
I like Timothy Dalton.
You fucking would. Timothy fucking Dalton.
I like a Welshman as
my
bond.
Get the hell out of here. I'm doing the rest of the cast by myself.
Here we are. We're anti-Timothy Bond cast.
No Timmy Bonds.
No, this, it's, I like, you know, I like the one where he's going down the mountain in the case with the machine guns and the, it's like, that's good shit. It's good shit. I like Bond when he back before the Cold War ended. It's just my way of doing things.
Whatever, man. Whatever, man.
I don't like the new Bond.
Well, you know what? You know what?
No, it's, I really,
that's just like your opinion, man.
I like Goldeneye, not Goldeneye. I like Casino Royale. I like Quantum of Solace. I like this one. I like most Bond movies.
Yeah, I just want
to
stop.
Except
it's
with
so good.
Jonathan Pryce going, where he's trying to be a media mogul taking over North Korea or whatever. The fucking, those last few Dalton and Brosnan movies just kind of blend together.
I never liked the Brosnan movies. I thought they were
I love Goldeneye. Goldeneye was great.
Yeah.
Meh. Oh, well, that's about our time.
Meh.
Got anything else to say about gaming or anything like that?
I played this fucking sweet-ass game. I think I mentioned it. Warframe?
Yeah, that's a computer game, right?
It's a PC game.
I want to talk about tabletop games.
Well, hang on. It's free to play.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to give a fuck. We already talked about all the tabletop. We're talking about some computer games for a second here.
We're going to miss something tabletop-wise. Something huge that happened. We're just not paying
Whatever.
Fucking attention
nobody's,
to
nobody's
it.
Gonna, nobody's going to notice. we got the biggest news, which is Games Workshop being Games Workshop.
Games Workshop being wieners.
Being Games Workshop. No, it's called Warframe. It's free to play. It's a third-person cooperative game.
We're not allowing people to play in our store.
It's a third-person cooperative game. The aesthetics are really sweet. It's free to play. It's called Warframe. I won't talk about it too much. I'll simply say, give it a fucking shot. It's free. If you don't like it, you don't waste any money. It's awesome. Warframe.
Or you could play Simpsons Tap Out.
Or you could play Smite.
On your iPhone,
Smite or Warframe, both games are free.
Okay, I'm playing.
Those are my plugs.
I'm playing Lego Harry Potter right now. That's my plug. You can get it for about $5
That's
at GameStop.
That's not free. That's not free.
You can play it on most of your consoles.
Well, I guess there's the new Duels of the Planeswalkers Magic game, the new Magic video game that's now going to be on every available platform. So yeah. It's going to be on, I guess not handhelds, but it's going to be on iOS, Android. PlayStation 3, Xbox, Wii U.
What are they dueling with? Their mom's credit cards?
Well, it's... Actually, no, it's not like that. It's you get like a starter deck when you play, and then you unlock cards while you're playing. You don't buy extra cards. It's not Magic Online. But this is the first one that's going to have, I think, open multiplayer. So you can like go in, you can join a queue and like face people in multiplayer.
I'm glad that we have so many video game news on our tabletop
podcast. No, no. This actually is huge because every time Magic releases a Duels of the Planeswalkers... There's a huge influx of Magic players, like more that join and they retain people. And then this one, it looks like it's going to be the best and most accessible of all the Duels of the Planeswalkers, which means there's going to be even more fucking people trying to play Magic.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't take a Patreon Games Workshop where it's like, oh, you like Magic? Well, you can't play Magic on our Magic card system.
No, fucking Wizards of the Coast, they make lots of terrible decisions, but none of them are related to their game.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, they're just... They make lots of bad calls, but none of them are actually related to their game. The game is, like, solid. It's a good seller. I mean, it's the lifeblood of the gaming industry. Like, if you were a game store and you don't have Magic, either you have the fucking best board game community, role-playing game community...
Huge Malfoy
community.
Or
miniatures community in the fucking world, or all three, because if you're not carrying Magic, I don't know how you're fucking staying open. I don't know how.
Malfoy.
Malifaux doesn't keep doors open. It's fucking one dude buying. You buy a $25 set of Malifaux and you're done.
Yeah, but you don't know, man. These guys get really.
Dude, even if you buy every set, there's only so many $25 sets
so
you can
buy. There's so many half naked zombie girls that you can masturbate to.
They're so. And those models suck. Those models are fucking terrible. There are models that are good. The newer ones.
I'm going to disagree with Steve. I think the models are sculpted fine. They look fine.
No, the CAD ones do. The new ones.
I don't like the CAD ones.
Oh, see, I think those are much better. I've seen them in person. They look so much fucking better than anything I've seen out of Malifaux, period.
My bigger problem is that I none of the models have any sort of consistency amongst the entire range.
Yeah, and it doesn't look appealing.
It doesn't. So anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com for all your planetarbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at planetarbitrary. You can follow Steve at gameclassy. Like our Facebook page, /gameclassy. If you like to bitch about Games Workshop, that's the place to do it.
Hell yeah, man. I will always support you.
Yeah. Here's my thing, guys. If you go on the Facebook page and you want to bitch about something, just remember that there are people who like the stuff that you're bitching about too. So don't just be respectful.
You can create a thread and make it in one big thread.
Yeah.
Not everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who hates Games Workshop with a fucking fiery passion.
I just, my whole thing is
let's keep the page clean.
Let's just keep the page clean. Keep it clean. You know, Steve, no more dick pics.
Fuck. Damn it. I had some good ones.
So anyway, Steve, until next time.
I didn't think of a really clever sign off, so I'm just going to say play Warframe.